The world around us seems to be constantly changing. In fact, if you want to say there's one constant in the world, is that it's in constant turmoil. And that change is rarely beneficial. Usually what we see is things decaying, things becoming worse. A long time ago, in the early in the last century, there was a blind poetess. Her name was Jenny Wilson. And she wrote a reminder to us that the world changes, but God doesn't. We have to understand that when we're trying to follow and find our way through the world, we can't rely on people. People are not able to direct their own steps. That's what Jeremiah told us. If you turn over to Jeremiah chapter 10. Jeremiah chapter 10 and in verse 23. I know, O Lord, that a man's way is not in himself, nor is it in a man who walks to direct his steps. We are too short-sighted. We are too blind. We do not know all that's going on. It is then God who needs to direct our steps. And God does provide that direction. In Proverbs chapter 20, Proverbs 20 and verse 24, man's steps are ordained by the Lord. How then can man understand his way? God knows what's going on. And we're following what God says. And sometimes we just don't know what God's choosing for us. And in that poem that Jenny Wilson wrote, which we're going to sing for the invitation song, that says, hold to God's unchanging hand. It says, time is filled with swift transitions. Naught of earth unmoved can stand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. It's God's teachings that remain steadfast. They remain sure. We talked about this in 1 Peter in chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1, look at verse 25. The word of the Lord endures forever, and this is the word which was preached to you. God has given us a map to guide us back to home. Is sure, is reliable, is unchanging, just as God himself is unchanging. We can't rely on life either. Life is way too short. In fact, James compares life in James chapter 4 and verse 4 to a morning fog. James 4 and verse 14. Yet you do not know what your life will be like tomorrow. You are just a vapor that appears for a while, a little while, and then vanishes away. You can't rely on it. It's temporary. Just like the fog. You can't really plan because I have no idea what tomorrow is going to bring. And in the song, Miss Wilson said, trust in him who will not leave you. Whatsoever years may bring, if by earthly friends forsaken, still more closely to him cling. See, God alone can give us a sense of safety. In Psalms chapter 4, Psalms chapter 4, and in verse 8, O Lord, lead me in your righteousness because of my foes. Make your way straight before me. I need God to level my path. I need God to show me the way to go. Even best... That was 5. Okay. Let's go to chapter 4. Psalms 4 and verse 8. In peace I will lie down and sleep. For you alone, O Lord... make me dwell in safety. And so again, even that, God alone can give us a sense of safety as well. Even best friends can at times prove to be unreliable because people are people. In fact, take a look what Paul said at near the in 1 Timothy when he talked about his trial when he had to appear before Caesar and the difficulties that he faced. And I want 2 Timothy, and I wrote down 1 Timothy. Check and you double check and you still find errors. 2 Timothy chapter 4. And in verse 16. At my first defense, no one supported me, but all deserted me, may not be counted against them. But the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, so that through me the proclamation might be fully accomplished, and that all the Gentiles might hear, and I was rescued out of the lion's mouth. The Lord will rescue me from every evil deed, and will bring me safely into his heavenly kingdom. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen. I can't rely on people, but I can rely on God. The other song that we sang earlier, Hold Thou My Hand, was written by Fanny Crosby. And she said, Hold thou my hand, so weak am I and helpless. I dare not take one step without thine aid. Hold thou my hand, for then, O loving Savior, no dread of ill shall make my soul afraid. When God is there, when we rely on him, there's really nothing else we need. Because God cares about us. Again in 1 Peter chapter 5 this time, and in verse 7, casting all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. We've got to understand that. We got to realize, we got to trust that. So many people think God is out to get them. God cares about us, and we can trust on him, in him. And God won't let go of it, of us if we stay with him. In John chapter 10. John chapter 10 and in verse 29. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. No one can force you to leave God. You might choose to, but if you're staying with God, this relationship's rock solid. And we can't rely on the things in this world either. Because this world is temporary. Things decay. Jesus made that point in Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6 and in verse 19. It says, do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in or steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. We got to keep in mind, our stay on earth is temporary. In Luke chapter 12, Luke chapter 12 and in verse 15, he says, then he said to them, beware and be on your guard against every form of greed. For not even when one has an abundance does his life consist of his possessions. And he told them a parable, saying, the land of a rich man was very productive. And he began reasoning to himself, saying, what shall I do, since I have no place to store my crops? Then he said, this is what I will do. I will tear down my barns and build larger ones. and there I will store all my grain and all my goods. And I'll say to my soul, soul, you have many goods laid up for many years to come. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said to him, you fool, this very night your soul is required of you. And now who will own what you have prepared? So is the man who stores up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. You can't put your reliance on things. In fact, one day there's going to be a time when all the things that we know about are not going to exist anymore. Again, this time in 2 Peter chapter 3. 2 Peter 3, and look at verse 10. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, in which the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the elements will be destroyed with intense heat, and the earth and its works will be burnt up. It's not going to last. It's going to be gone. And in that song it says, covet not this world's vain riches. That's a rapidly decay. Seek to gain heavenly treasures. They will never pass away. And so again, we put our trust in God. In Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews 13 and verse 5. Make sure that your character is free from the love of money, being content with what you have. For he himself has said, I will never desert you, nor will I ever leave you, forsake you. So we confidently say, the Lord is my helper, I will not be afraid. What will man do to me? There is where my trust comes. Not in things of this world, not in people of this world, not in my own life, but in God. And when God makes a promise, it's sure. Take a look at Titus chapter 1. Titus chapter 1 and verse 1. Paul, a bondservant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, for the faith of those chosen of God and the knowledge of the truth, which is according to godliness, in hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised long ages ago, but at the proper time manifested even his word in proclamation with which I was entrusted, according to the commandment of God our Savior. God promised long ago. And God cannot lie. He's promised us a home in heaven. He's offered us eternal life. And so his promise then becomes an anchor for our lives. In Hebrews chapter 6. Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 17. In the same way, God, desiring even more to show the heirs of the promise of unchangeableness of his purpose, interposed with an oath, so that by two unchangeable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we who have taken refuge would have strong encouragement to take hold of the hope set before us. This hope we have is an anchor of the soul, a hope both sure and steadfast, and one which enters within the veil, where Jesus has entered, a forerunner for us, having become high priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. We can put our trust in God. God doesn't lie. And he's promised. That's an anchor. How do you get through life when the whole world's in chaos? How does a boat survive in a storm? You anchor it. And our anchor is God's promise. That song continues saying, when your journey is completed, if to God you have been true, fair and bright the home in glory your enraptured soul will view. And in God's presence there will be joy. In Psalms chapter 16, Psalm 16 and in verse 11. You will make known to me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. In your right hand there are pleasures forever. We haven't received those promises yet. But we still can take joy in knowing that the promises are there, that they're going to be fulfilled, that we will be able to partake of them if we remain true to God. In 1 Peter chapter 1 and in verse 8, and though you have not seen him, you love him. And though you do not see him now, but believe in him, you greatly rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory. That's what it's like to be a Christian. If those of you today have not yet put your trust in God, there's no better time than right now to become a child of God. For those of you who are children of God, would like the prayers of your brethren on behalf. Why don't you come forward as we stand and sing the song that was selected.